This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. The following news is an item of WIA in Australia.
Aussie balloon ditches in the Southern Pacific. The flight launched Saturday, October 10 by Andy, VK3YT, is the latest in his series of small balloons over the last 2 years carrying an amateur radio payload. It took a zigzag course over eastern Victoria, then headed north to Wallaga Lake in New South Wales. Leaving the Australian mainland, it went near Lord Howe Island, north of New Zealand, and across the international dateline. It was tracked by stations in VK1, 2, 3, 4 and VK5, plus ZL1 and 2, with stateside observations including Virginia, Georgia and Pennsylvania. It was Jim, W3BH in Penn, receiving it, who confirmed that the small balloon had descended halfway between Australia and South America and, after a three-day flight, was declared lost.
December is Yoda Month. The IARU Region 1 Youth Working Group Chair Lisa Leanders, PA2LS, reports on Youngsters on the Air Month, which takes place in December. The entire month of December, several youngsters will become active with Yoda as suffix in their call sign. The idea for this is to show the amateur radio hobby to youth and to encourage youngsters to be active on the ham radio waves. Feel free to make a QSO with the youngsters. They're happy to get some attention and exchange information, particularly with us DX stations. Licensed and unlicensed youth will be making QSO, so beware. This could be their first radio contact ever, so give them a chance to experience a possible new hobby.
From Australia, this has been VK1WIA.
This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.